High heat will persist in inland areas, currently under an excessive heat advisory through the weekend, which could create fire weather conditions as a lightning storm is incoming. For more, we spoke with the National Weather Service in Eureka and their meteorologist, Daniel Schmiegel.
For the coastal area, especially within the Humboldt Bay region, we can see the temperatures have been about seasonably high recently with, let's see, maximum temperatures in the mid-60s, higher up as you go closer inland. And this pattern will hold through this weekend. We see them actually increasing as our forecast shows up to about the high 60s. So a little bit warmer, but nothing too crazy like they're experiencing inland. There's some pretty high confidence that the fog that's been hugging our coastline should continue through Sunday as well, Sunday morning. So more inland, though, however, I mean, the temperatures that we've been experiencing up to the hundreds and plus, that's going to continue today, obviously, and through tomorrow. And then it's really going to start to taper off into Sunday and Monday, where those high temperatures, except for a few areas, rarely are forecasted to get above about 100 degrees or so. And again, the same goes with those inland regions as well, where the winds will be lighter in the mornings, but then really pick up in the afternoons.
Areas along the coast like Fort Bragg, Shelter Cove, and Eureka are the only portions of Northern California not under the ongoing heat advisory or excessive heat warning, which is in effect until 9 p.m. tomorrow evening. And as we move into drier conditions with the summer heat, a possible lightning storm on the horizon is cause for concern.
Yeah, so right now it looks like there is slight lightning threat. It doesn't look too intense, but where that would be focused is on the eastern side of Mendocino County, kind of right along the border, definitely east of Ukiah and Willits and Laytonville and things like that up in those mountainous regions. And what's interesting about that lightning is if it is expected, there's a very little chance that, wetting rain will come of it as well. So it's just very interesting where if the lightning does occur, there's a very high chance, at least from our thought at this point in time, that the storms will be mostly lightning and not that much rain. So it's not the best news for fire, but it's what we're working with at the current moment.
Humboldt County already saw its first evacuation orders of this fire season earlier this week in southern Humboldt. And the meteorologist says the upcoming lightning storm is just another reminder to be prepared.
Make sure to have a go bag ready in case of evacuations and things like that. And let's just hope that chance is on our side and we continue to have a safe summer as much as we can.
While the heat advisory will come to a close this weekend, cooler temperatures are not expected until next week.
It's pretty hot right now, and that seems to die off as we go into the early portion of next week. There's a upper-level disturbance out in the northern Pacific, which is just a higher-level storm that's going to come in and kind of stir up our weather system and bring in a little bit more cooler air and kind of stop some of this overheating that we've been seeing. And it looks like our high temperatures on Tuesday are around the 90s, with selected areas a little higher, of course. And then that also holds through Thursday. And then it looks like next weekend we can see a slight increase, but that's just so far away that we don't really have confidence on exactly what's going to happen quite yet. But long story short is the heat should remain through the weekend, sadly. But then early next week, we'll see some relief before we get a little bit warmer from that relief back.
For an up-to-the-minute weather forecast, you can visit weather.gov/EKA.